Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 127 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic I call the righteous minority. The righteous minority. And my anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of Revelations chapter 3, verse 4. Revelations chapter 3, verse 4. I'll read from the King James Version. It says, "Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." I'm going to read the exact same scripture from the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says, "Yet there are some in the church in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes with evil. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy." So what does it mean to be the righteous minority? Well, look at the term righteous. Righteous means to live a life that pleases God, living a life of holiness, living a life of purity. And then minority means many times when you're doing the right thing, you're going to be part of the minority. The thing is, in a wicked world, you can remain pure. In a wicked world, you can remain pure. Living in a world of sin, because there's a lot of sin in the world right now. There are many opportunities to sin. But living in a world of sin does not mean you cannot live holy. There's this part of the Bible that says that the light shines in darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Let me tell you this. Light, no matter how small, can overwhelm surrounding darkness. A whole room may be dark, but it can be like a small single light bulb that can light up that place. So you see many people, they say that, oh, it is impossible to live a life of holiness in our current world. It may be hard, but it's not impossible. And here's the thing. There is grace. There is grace to live a life of holiness. While a lot of people are saying that, oh, wow, it is impossible to live a life of holiness, there's that righteous minority that continues to hold on to God. The key thing you need to remember in all of this is, if you're standing with God, then you have all you need. If you're standing with God, you have all you need, even if you're in the minority. Think about it. Look at Noah. Noah was standing with God, even if he was in the minority. He said, he was with God, and, you know, rain is going to fall. By then, rain had never fallen on the earth. But Noah just believed God and trusted God and held on to God. And when the flood came and destroyed the whole world, himself and his family were saved. They were in the minority. Or they were the righteous minority. Look at the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were placed before a graven image to bow. But they were like, no, God's commandment said, you know, you should have no other gods before me. They did not bow. And because they did not bow, they did not burn. They were part of the minority. Because from that story, you can almost deduce that there were many people in the nation of Israel at the time that bowed down to that graven image, right? Those three Hebrew boys, they were in the minority, but they didn't give in, and God came through for them. Look at when the Israelites were going to spy on the promised land. There were 12 spies that were sent. 10 of them came back with an evil report. Joshua and Caleb, they were in the minority. They said, you know what? Let's go at once and take this land. We are able to take this land. They were in the minority. People may have thought they were stupid. People may have thought that they were crazy. But of all those 12 spies, it was only 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, that made it to the promised land. Even if there were many people in the land of Israel that had bowed down to the god Baal, B-A-A-L, there were 7,000 people that had not bowed down to Baal, right? So they're to be different. They're to be in that righteous minority, especially if that being different, because sometimes you see people, they use the term dare to be different. No, if you're daring to be different, but you're different because you're doing evil, you are not really being different. But dare to be different, especially if being different is standing with God. I'm telling you, God can elevate one out of a million if that one is the person doing his will. In fact, if you look at the book of Job chapter 22, verse 29, right? Job 22, verse 29, right? If I read from the King James Version, it says, when men are cast down. So men, that's a majority, a lot of people. Men means multiple human beings. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say. So that means you, the one person, shall say there is lifting up. And look at this. And he shall save the humble person. So many men may be falling down, but that one righteous person will be lifted up. That's what Job 22:29 is saying, right? Because look at David. David remembered his God. He walked by faith. when Goliath was terrorizing the Israelites. He was the only one that chose to attack him. He was in the minority. All the other Israeli soldiers were talking amongst themselves, running away from Goliath. That's the majority. But David did not run away. He trusted in God. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord, who you have defiled, who you have defied. Because Goliath was insulting God. But David stood with God. He was in the minority, but he stood with God. And the Lord came through for him. The Lord brought victory for the Israelites through him. So I'm encouraging you today, brethren. What setting are you in? Right? What setting are you in? Is it at your place of work? Is it in your home? Is it in your business? Is it in your group of friends? Are you the one person that is still holding on to God? I'm telling you, keep holding on to God. The Lord will help you. The Lord will see you through. And there is grace. It's not impossible. The fact that something is difficult does not mean it's impossible. Compare the broad way and the narrow way. The broad way is an easy path. It's a majority path. Because that path will not be broad if there were not many people that were taking it. But there is the narrow way. The narrow way. The Bible says narrow is the way. Difficult is the way that leads to life. And there are few that take it. It's narrow because there are few people that is a constrained path. It's a minority path. But that minority path is the path of God. So I'm encouraging you today. Be a part of the righteous minority. Be bold. Be strong. Be courageous. And the Lord will come through for you. Now, if you've not given your life to Christ, you cannot be a part of the righteous minority. If you want to begin that journey of salvation today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I believe you shed your blood and you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I pray for everyone that has listened to this message. Lord, I pray that you give us the grace to be a part of the righteous minority. Your word says that in the last days, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. That's majority talk right there. Give us the grace, O Lord, not to be part of that unrighteous majority, but to be part of the righteous minority. Give us the grace to hold on to you. Give us the grace to cling on to you. And Father, please see us through to the very end, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to do three things. Number one, listen to episode 96 to 101. On this website, it's on the five basic responsibilities of a believer. It will tell you very good detailed information on how to grow in your walk with God. And then number two, find a Bible, find a translation that you understand. I love the New Living Translation. Find a translation that you understand, read it and do what it says. Be part of the minority that is actually obeying the word of God. Read it. You can start in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And then the third thing you should do is, you should plug yourself into a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches these days. But they do and preach many things that are not consistent with the Word of God. They try to fit with the world that we live in today, so they distort the Word of God. That's not where you want to go to. You want to go to a place where you can hear the true, undiluted Word of God. Where messages on things like holiness and sanctification and self-control are still possible. Go to that kind of place. Seek communion with other believers. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many wonderful churches all over the world. But make sure you are fellowshipping with other believers. You are reading the Bible. You are spending time with God every day. You are praying. You are doing what the Word of God says. And as you do so, your life will take a turn for the better. Thank you for listening to me today. Until the next podcast, have a wonderful day and God bless you. Shalom.